This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Scioli podcast.
All right, so as you know, and as I mentioned on the show before, Pennsylvania, we're having a lot of issues right now with our governor, Tom Wolf, and the idea that he's forced these businesses to close. And the question, of course, of whether or not this is a taking. Jonathan Goldstein joins me. He's with Goldstein Law Partners, LLC, and he's filed a lawsuit on behalf of those who have lost wages and property. Jonathan, thanks for joining me here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHC. I'm glad you're doing this, by the way. And it's a very unique way of approaching this as well. This all comes from the governor's March 20th order to close all businesses that are not, quote, non-life sustaining.
Yeah, so the governor on a Thursday afternoon, after all of our workforce had gone home, decided that he would close all the businesses that were non-essential for the next day. It created a lot of hardship for our workforce, and we're grateful for the opportunity to be here with you today to talk about.
Now, so tell us about the case, because, I mean, the first question that people would ask is, but he's the governor. Can he do that? This is an emergency. It's a pandemic. Doesn't he get to decide which businesses stay open and which ones have to close?
So let's be very clear. There are a lot of suits out there right now brought by people, not us, different people, that are challenging whether he has the authority to do what he did, right? This is not that suit. We believe that the governor needs to have a free hand with certain constraints to close businesses for the good of the people of the Commonwealth, right? But what he can't do is close them in a process that is arbitrary and capricious, right? That's a legal standard that says there's got to be some kind of a well-known mechanism that's fair and transparent by which he selects which businesses to keep open and which to close. And second, if he's closing these businesses for a public purpose to control a public health crisis, he has to be prepared to provide just compensation to the owners of businesses that are closed, and more importantly, to the workers whose jobs were seized as a result of his orders.
Now, this is an important point. You say you use the term seized, and that's an important word that you're using. You're using that word for a reason.
Correct. So there's a series of Supreme Court cases interpreting what the Fifth Amendment to the federal Constitution says about a government's limit on taking private property. And one of the important limits on the taking of private property is that no private property can be taken for a public use without just compensation. When you regulate my business out of existence, when you regulate my workers' jobs out of existence, even if it's for some period of time, during the period of time that you have done that, you have seized, you have taken, you have grabbed, you have appropriated those businesses for a public purpose, and therefore the Constitution requires that just compensation be paid.
I love this approach, by the way. I think it's a fantastic approach. Jonathan Goldstein joins me, Goldstein Law Partners. You can visit him at GoldsteinLP.com, GoldsteinLP.com. The suit claims that the shutdown has unconstitutionally taken wages and property from business owners. You know, in other words, if I had a guy call me last week, John, he said he's got a fence company, right? And he said, I don't understand why these landscapers are allowed to be out there doing landscaping. They're outside, but I can't work on my fence company. Your argument is that by the governor saying he can't work, he's essentially now seized his company and all of those lost wages. Now, would you also include, say, I don't know, the wear and tear on his trucks, anything else that would that you would also say would be part of the normal course of business?
So, you've hit on an important point. One is liability, right? The government, we have to determine whether the government is liable for the seizures. The second is the measure of damages. The measure of damages is pretty far down the road, whether it's your lost revenue, whether it's your lost profits, whether it's the damage to reputation to your business. All of that is a conversation for another day. But I will say you hit on another important point that I'd like to reemphasize, and that's the arbitrary and capricious nature of what the governor did in selecting which businesses to close. And I'll give you an example. One of the papers wrote an article that Governor Wolf's former company, the company that he used to own, was given a waiver. The Senate president owns a candy company. The Pennsylvania Senate president owns a candy company. That was given a waiver. And when the reporter called into the governor's office and said, what's going on with these waivers? Those businesses immediately shut, right? Foundries are not on the list. Foundries have to close. I mean, that's a foundational piece of our manufacturing infrastructure, but beer distributors can remain open. So the way they've gone about this has been totally arbitrary, and they've refused to publish the list of the criteria they use to determine which businesses can stay open and which are closed. We have a client that owns a car dealership. He got a letter saying that he can't open. He sent me a printout of another car dealership that says they got a letter that they can stay open. It's totally arbitrary, and it doesn't pass constitutional muster.
A lot of people think of the takings clause. They think of a road in front of my house. You know, the city needs that because they got to widen a highway or something like that. They think about it from that perspective. But, you know, that the view on that has changed a lot. Talk to us about this this very, very important case from 1992, Lucas versus South Carolina.
So Lucas talks about the fact that when you and there's another case that's related to it called Penn Central. There's basically two tests for what a taking means. But what Lucas says is when you regulatorily seize something, when you take a business and basically destroy all possibility of creating value from that business, that property, that object of personality, like your car, right? These are all legal terms. When those things are taken by the government and you eliminate the possibility of economic use for a private actor, that's a taking. And that's what's going on here. The government has taken our property. And again, I want to emphasize, yes, they took my business, but more importantly, they took my workers' jobs. Right? A person who makes handbells, that is a deeply specialized art, right? That person can't go out and just find another job quickly. There's two companies that make handbells in the whole world. They're both in Bucks County, and we were both closed, right? When you tell that person who makes handbells that he can't make handbells anymore, that's it. You've taken his job, you've taken his livelihood, and the government owes compensation for doing that.
Now, two questions I have. Is there an argument to be made that, hey, this is temporary, so you can't argue that this is really a taking, although I would disagree with that. Number two, can you also argue that because these business owners have no real way to appeal, that they're also being denied their due process rights as well?
That's precisely it. Part of what makes this arbitrary and capricious is you send an email off to the Department of Economic and Community Development, and you wait for a letter to come back, an email to come back saying you can open or you can't open, and that's it. There's no right of appeal. There's no written record created. You have no right to an attorney. You have no right to compel witnesses. You have no right to a neutral arbiter. All the things that the federal courts have said comprise due process are absent in this process. That's part of what makes it arbitrary and capricious. It's a real problem the way they've gone about this, particularly when you realize that, you know, political actors were getting waivers when members of the public could not get them.
Well, that's sickening to hear. It really is. That's absolutely sickening. I mean, I'm not surprised by it, of course. That's why I say it's not shocking. It's sickening, no doubt. So will they turn around and go, yeah, but this isn't a taking. You'll get it all back in a little bit of time. And we may even give you some money to help you out. So don't worry about it.
So here's the thing, right? If I level your house to save the city, right? The whole city's on fire and I level your house. We have to level your house to save the city. You can't come along afterward as the government and say, hey, so sorry about that. Thanks for letting us level your house. here's a low interest loan for you to rebuild your house, right? You already have a loan on your house. It's called a mortgage, right? All these business owners, you know, they've already got existing debt. They were running their businesses cleanly. They were doing what needed to be done. Many of them had lines of credit and other kinds of structured financial products to keep their businesses running. They don't need loans. They need to be paid back, right? If you own a hotel and I say, hey, look, I'm going to occupy every room in your hotel with police for the evening, you know, just for one evening. Well, if that evening happens to be New Year's Eve and you're out all that revenue, yeah, it was temporary. You only occupied your whole hotel for one night, but it's a taking. You took my property for that night.
Well, listen, I love what you're saying. I think this is a great case. I think your argument here is terrific. I wish you the best of luck in this. Where does this stand right now in the courts?
So we just filed the suit. We're actually in the process of making formal legal service on the governor to notify them that the suit has been filed. We've had a judge assigned, and we're just gonna wait for the governor to get served, and then you know, start the normal process of federal litigation. So, you know, sometime around the year 2300, 2400, 2500, we'll get the case resolved. But, you know,
well,
we've started the process.
I love it. I think you got a real, it's a real groundbreaking way to look at it. Please keep me posted on this, John, if you would. I would really appreciate it, okay?
Sure, will do. Thanks so much for having me on today. We're so grateful for the opportunity to talk to the public about this important case.
Yeah, absolutely. Jonathan Goldstein, Goldstein Law Partners, LLC. You can find him at GoldsteinLP.com. Be well, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
All right, 855-839-1210, the number for you to weigh in on all things today if you'd like to join us, 855-839-1210. Greg, did you see that Joe Biden has started a podcast in his basement?
I did. I don't know what the issue with that is. Like not the issue, but I don't know why he's choosing to do it now. I guess he doesn't want to, you know, be forgotten. So podcasting, of course, is the way to do it.
Now, as someone who's has decades of experience in radio producing, as you have, of course, do you have any suggestions for Joe Biden after listening to the Joe Biden Experience? Well, that's the Joe Rogan Experience, right? I guess the Joe Biden Experience might be a little different.
I think they're being smart by editing it because they're taking a long form podcast and editing it down to 20 minutes. So you can hear that it's actually edited. So all of his gaffes and everything, which make Joe Biden funny or mockable, aren't going to be in it because it's edited by, I don't know, a producer or something like that. So I think that was the smart way to do it. But
gotcha.
For our purposes, I think it's better when he just goes on TV because TV is not scripted and he makes a lot of mistakes. As he went on MSNBC and made a bunch of mistakes yesterday. So I think that's actually more to our advantage than his dumb podcast.
Well, that's good to hear. And I was worried about having to compete with his podcast, but
no.
I don't think I should lose sleep over that.
No, I don't think so. I think there's dozens of people looking to download his podcast. And by the way, I saw numbers for our podcast for the month of March and they're through the roof. So.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I wouldn't worry about it.
All right. Well, that's good news, Greg. So thank you. So let's go through these clips now of Joe Biden on MSNBC. He went on MSNBC. Is that right?
Yes. The 2 o'clock show. It doesn't even have a name. They just call it the 2 o'clock show.
Literally just the 2 o'clock show.
That's his big appearance yesterday was on the 2 o'clock show on MSNBC.
They don't even bother to give it a name. They're
no.
Like, the hell, it's the 2 o'clock show. What do you want? What do you want from us? All right. Let's start with cut two.
Listen to your scientists and your experts. You have some very good people with you. Let them speak. Don't mislead.
Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, thank you so much for your time, sir. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for giving me the time.
Thank you.
So they don't wonder where I am.
Now I know. When they ask me, where is Joe Biden? I say he was on the 2 p.m. show on MSNBC.
Doesn't he have to wear one of those bracelets so they don't wonder where he is at all times?
Stop.
It's also the first alert bracelet, right, Dawn? This will be also if he falls, too, they're able to, they don't have to wonder about that.
Thanks for giving me the time so they don't wonder where I am.
They don't wonder where I am. I mean, the other night I was walking down my street at about 3 a.m. and the alarm went off. Joe put up a silent fence like I'm a dog, like one of those electric fences, so thank you. And don't you love to? She goes, well, now they'll know you're on the 2 p.m. show on MSNBC. The 2 p.m. show.
He might as well podcast, honestly.
Right, yeah. 2 p.m. The 2 p.m. show on MSNBC.
Not prime time.
No, prime time. It doesn't even have a name. It's literally called the 2 p.m. show. Bill, one more time with that cut, please. I got to hear that in all its glory again. Please.
Listen to your scientists and your experts. You have some very good people with you. Let them speak. Don't mislead.
Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, thank you so much for your time, sir. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for giving me the time.
Thank you.
So they don't wonder where I am.
Now I know. When they ask me, where is Joe Biden? I say he was on the 2 p.m. show on MSNBC.
I got to update my first alert bracelet to say I'm on the 2 p.m. show on MSNBC. Will he go on any show? He'll go on the UHF show in the middle of...
Well, that's my question. Like, did he just call like the control room at MSNBC and be like, hey, it's Joe Biden. Can you put me on?
He's on Wayne's World today at 1:30, I believe.
It'll be like the Matt Lauer segment revived. Where in the world is Joe Biden?
Thanks for putting me on so they don't know where I am. I mean, well, they know where I am. I mean, where am I?
Oh, it's glorious.
Then he looked down at his notes during the TV interview, but he was still unable to make any coherent sense. Cut three.
In order to avoid those very high numbers, we have to do at least several things. One, we have to depend on what the president's going to do right now. And first of all, he has to wait till the cases before anything happens. Look, the whole idea is he's got to get in place things that were shortages of.
I feel better. How about you? I feel better.
Can I just say, they asked him, so he looks down at his notes. Obviously, he had things prepared, 1, 2, 3, and he lost the place of it. So he just kind of ad-libbed, and it made no sense.
We got to make sure there's things that we have shortages of. All right. Honey, we still have a shortage of butter. I got to go. What are our shortages of?
Butter is hard to come by these days.
Again, I got to ask you to replay it, Bill, because it just in all its glory. I got to swim in it.
In order to avoid those very high numbers, we have to do at least several things. One, we have to depend on what the president's going to do right now. And first of all, he has to wait till the cases before anything happens. Look, the whole idea is he's got to get in place things that were shortages of.
You got to get in place things that there are shortages of, all right? The whole thing is, Dawn, we're relying on the things the president has to do those things. And then we got to get the things that there aren't enough things of. And do it. Hang on, let me get my notes. Then we got to check on the crazy guy in the basement. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Jill's notes. Those are her notes. Check on the rambling crazy guy in the basement with his imaginary friends, Boom Boom Cannon and Corn Pop. I'm sorry, that's Jill's to-do list. I read that.
Oh, God.
Joe Biden stopped himself. He started to get going, and then he stopped himself and said, I shouldn't get going. All right, cut nine. Cut nine, Bill.
I have no faith in leadership. Leadership is supposed to tell people the truth and tell them how we're going to get through it. And the way to get through it is with the production of the capacity that we need, as well as counting on people to do the right thing. And they're doing the right thing all across the board, except this attack on people who... anyway, I shouldn't get going on that. But the point is, the focus should be on what is needed now.
Anyway, I shouldn't get going on that. Boom Boom Cannon's got a great game of red light, green light. You know that game? I like that game. But every time they go yellow, I go, damn it. Do I go or not go? I shouldn't get going on that right now. Wrong place for it. And then there's that Operation game. Corn Pop challenges me last night to Operation. Oh, I got the guy's kidneys in my hands, and then the red nose goes off.
Oh, boy.
I shouldn't get going on that. Now, you know, Dawn, what's very key during this time is to order things online, right? Like QVC, for example.
Yes.
You know that, right?
Yes.
But have you heard of CVC?
CVC.
Or you could go to the pharmacy and go to CVS.
Yeah, CVS. But CVC? I'm Googling.
So So you could order online at QVC or go to the store at CVS. CVC might be the combination of both. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, CVC, it's a catheter.
Is that what it is? Yeah. He certainly, maybe that's what he was referring to. He
no,
needed to change his catheter.
I don't think that's what he was referring to here.
Cut 10.
Well, the president had said that a couple weeks ago that every CVC and other, he named four outlets, were going to have testing sites outside of their stores and the various places that they exist.
They don't exist. CVC doesn't exist. That's the point. CVC exists like Boom Boom Cannon and Corn Pop Dew and Bill Wrightmouse and your little game today, a battleship in your basement. CVC doesn't exist. That's the point.
Oh, my God.
Well, that is the Joe Biden Experience Now podcast for you. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a minute of that. Meanwhile, there is Governor Andrew Cuomo denying he's running for president, even though he's on television 24 hours a day now. Literally 24 hours a day. In fact, he's now sleeping live on television. If you go to the Sleep channel, which is on DirecTV channel 462, you can just watch Andrew Cuomo sleeping.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
The governor of New York yesterday denied that he's running for president several different times. One was at the briefing he gave Don Cuomo at his daily briefing, which lasts for about 4.5 hours in the middle of the afternoon. And Fox News takes every minute of it, by the way. This is Andrew Cuomo, cut 15, go.
How many years would you say you know me? All right, 20 years. Have you ever known a time in the 20 years that I am unwilling to tangle? I'm a tangler. Look.
I tangle.
I understand what the president said.
Galazzo, he's a pimp. I tangle
first,
with him.
I think it was I thank the president because I take his comment as a compliment. The president commented on a poll that said people were pleased with my leadership. And I thank him for that. That was a compliment. As far as the president's comment about having a political contest with me, I am not engaging the president in politics. My only goal is to engage the president in partnership.
Boom, mic drop right there. That's your mic drop. You get off the stage right there. I'm only trying to engage the president in partnership. Boom. And walk out. But he doesn't walk out. He keeps going. He keeps going on and on and on. Because the guy loves the sound of his own voice. He should do a podcast and listen to every single second of it and love it. Andrew Cuomo's theory is this. If I can answer it in 4 seconds, I'll take 4.5 hours. So now instead of just going, I'm not interested in running for president, I'm interested in working with the president, he still has to elaborate and expound upon this. So keep going.
I'm not running for president. I was never running for president. I said from day one I wasn't running for president. I'm not running for president now. I'm not playing politics. I just want partnership to deal with this.
Okay.
And I said to the president quite clearly,
not done yet.
Look, when you do good things for my state and you're a good partner, I will be the first one to say you're a good partner. And I have.
But if you don't do good things for my state, then we're going to have a conversation. All right? Now, first, it's going to begin with a broken finger or two. Nothing major. But if you don't do good things for my state, people are going to be unhappy, and I'm just saying. That's not going to work out well for you or for me or for anybody else. All right? When you do good things for my state, I say, good for you. But if you don't...
Oh, boy.
Is he done with that, Bill? Is he done with that long answer?
Yes, that was the long-winded answer.
Well, then he goes on with the lesser Cuomo, his brother. This exchange is just a mess all over the place. But here he is, cut 18 now. This is, the governor viscerously denying that he's running for president after the lesser prods him, cut 18.
Numbers, and they say you're popular now because of how you're doing this. So he weaponizes it and says, you know what he should do? He should run for president, this guy Cuomo. He'd be better than Biden, this guy Cuomo, but I'd beat him too. Let me ask you something. With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president? Tell the audience.
No. No.
No, you won't answer?
No, I answered. The answer is no.
No, you're not thinking about
Sometimes
it?
Sometimes it's one word. I said no.
Have you thought about it?
No.
Are you
Let's stop it here for a second. This is an amazing window into the psychology of the brothers here. Cuomo never shuts up, right? The governor never shuts up. He goes on with these answers that take 14 minutes to answer. You know, governor, you're running for president? Sit back, relax. I'm going to give you an answer. It's a long answer. You may want to get a sandwich, get a drink, put your feet up. We're going to be here for a while. Get comfortable. Are you comfortable? I'm about to answer the question. Like, the buildup of the answer takes 11 minutes. But with his brother, it's one word. No. It's right? It's one word. No. No. It's like he literally does not want to be there. He wants to be anywhere else but on Chris Cuomo's show. Anywhere else but his brother's show. So the only person who can, ironically enough, get Andrew Cuomo to shut up is his brother, the lesser, because he doesn't want to talk to him.
No.
This is amazing, the psychology of this. All right, go ahead.
Are you open to thinking about it?
No.
Might you think about it at some point?
No.
How can you know what you might think about at some point right now?
Because I know what I might think about and what I won't think about. But you're a great interviewer, by the way.
Appreciate it. Learn from the best. The point is this. What do you think of him trying to play you against
Biden? Oh! Boom! Right in the kidneys.
Down goes Cuomo. Chris.
He plays with his little brother. Like, it's like he takes him up like a little canary. He's like a cat, right? No. Great interview. You're going to win a Murrow for that or something, whatever they call it.
Edward R. Murrow.
I mean, come on. Come on, right? I mean, Dawn, you hear it every day. I play every day Cuomo with these long answers of his.
Yes.
He gives his brother literally one word, and the answer is no. One word. Hi, Governor. I'm a reporter you've never heard of from a tiny little newspaper in the middle of Akron, Ohio. I just wanted to ask you your thoughts on dirt. Great question.
No.
Let me give you my thoughts on dirt. Sit back, relax. Bring in some people. This is going to be good. I got a lot to say on dirt because I come from a state with a lot of it. And the thing about dirt is, and then, like, you know, 8 minutes later, he gets to the answer. Thank you, Governor, from the unheard of person you've never heard of. And then his brother, his own brother, are you going to run for president? No. Next question. No. And then he tops it with a cherry on top. But you're a great interviewer. You almost got me. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Is there more of that, this exchange between these two?
Yes.
That's the best part of it, though.
Yeah.
Is that the best part? All right.
I would go to cut 17. It's a little long, but it's completely worth it.
All right, let's do it. Cut 17. This is now the lesser Cuomo with the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. Take a listen.
Where are you? Can I ask where are you?
I'm in the process of making a point where I am. I'm in my basement.
But where are you physically?
I'm in my
basement.
You're
in your basement.
That's what I just said. Yeah, that's where I am.
Are you in your basement? I see.
Now, let's pause it here for a second, all right? There's so much to analyze just in that. Let's swim in that for a second, shall we? Number one, how often do you think the Gov visits his brother? He doesn't even know what his freaking basement looks like.
That's
number one. Yeah. Where are you right now? No, I mean, like, where the hell are you? I've never seen this place before. Oh, your basement. And then he starts mocking him. Oh, your basement. Look at you. You big CNN guy.
Oh, man.
Big CNN guy. They rolled out the big bucks for you. Your basement. Wow. Big 9 p.m. CNN guy studio. Hannity, they built a secure studio. Your basement. Look at you. Right? The jabbing.
Yes.
The mental just, right? I mean, come on. Dawn, you have two boys. I'm not wrong here. You know what I mean?
I think of, you guys kid me about my rule when they're playing video games. The number one rule is you can't kill your brother in the video game. And so these two, they needed that rule growing up because it's just the big brother is just busting on the smaller one.
And so Governor Cuomo's rule is, I'm going to kill my little brother at every interview. Yes. In every interview, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah. So if they were playing video games, he would definitely kill his little brother every single time.
He's killing him now. He's killing his career. Where are you? I don't recognize this. By the way, I've never been to his house, FYI, because I can't stand to go. My Gumata has to every time come up with a new reason why we can't go, but it's okay. Where are you? Oh, your basement? Oh, basement, huh? Big primetime guy on CNN. The friggin' basement. What's the matter? The crawl space was booked?
The crawl space.
Was the garage booked? Was Jimmy Kimmel using the garage? Couldn't get the garage, huh? Wolf Blitzer had the garage? Is that what that is? Start that over, Bill, please, if you would.
Where are you? Can I ask
where
you, where
I?
Are you?
I'm in the process of making a point
where,
I am. I'm in my basement.
But where are you physically?
I'm in my
you're
basement.
You're in your basement?
That's what I just said. Yeah, that's where I am.
Oh, you're in your basement. I see. Well, you spend a lot of time there, right? Christina says she sends you there a lot. So kitchen and basement, that's where you just spend
Listen,
your life. Okay.
Here's what I'm trying to say. I'm in the basement because this is where I had the availability to do this. Right now, I need to be working at home. That's why I'm here. But, Mom, you don't have to play the sound. But last night, I was doing
Now, think about this now. Just stop.
Bringing up Mom.
Just stop before he brings up Mom, because, you know, he's, in his mind, he's going, Mom, tell him to stop making fun of the fact that I'm in the basement. Where's Hannity and where's Maddow right now doing their shows? In a studio, right?
Yes.
In a studio. Like, in other words, everybody else has to work from home. They're the stars. They're in the studio. Chris Cuomo is in the basement. The lesser Cuomo is in the freaking basement. Because I turned on Hannity briefly. I was switching channels, Hannity, Maddow, same setup. Or if they are in their homes, then MSNBC and Fox News went to town making it look like the studio, right?
Yes.
They got the digital screens and the desk and everything like this. The lesser, it was like they didn't even give him a camera.
No.
They didn't even give him a camera. They're like, Chris, here, do you have a laptop, Chris? Yeah, okay, well, turn that on. We're going to Skype in. Because you see the stairs in the background, his carpeted stairs in the background. Did you notice that?
Yep.
And then the governor just roasts him over that. So then Chris has to go to Mom. Mom, Mom, he's being mean to me about my basement studio, Mom. All right, go ahead.
So kitchen and basement, that's where you've spent
Listen,
your life. Okay.
Here's what I'm trying to say. I'm in the basement because this is where I had the availability to do this. Right now, I need to be working at home. That's why I'm here. But Mom, you don't have to play the sound. But last night, I was doing what I do for my family, which is make my mother's sauce. She taught me how to make the sauce, which is something that is very coveted. And she said, I can only teach he who will carry it on best. And you will see the B-roll of me cooking. My mother called me and said, and I was listening to her favorite, one of her favorite songs, Andrea Bocelli. And you'll see I had a picture of her behind me, as I always do when I'm cooking in the kitchen. I always have a picture of my mother there to remember our bond and how I care for her, that she taught me how to make the sauce.
Oh my God.
Didn't teach anybody else. And she called me and said,
Now, let's stop it here for a quick second. I got to just make this point. You know what's going through Cuomo, the governor's mind, right? I'm in the middle of saving the state of New York from coronavirus, and this idiot's talking about Ma's sauce recipe. You know that that's all he's thinking, right?
Yes. Yes.
And he's debating in his mind whether or not to say that because he wants to. Sorry, I didn't have a chance to make sauce because I'm saving, you know, my state. But if you got time to make sauce, go ahead. It's just good for you. You got time
you.
To go up to your kitchen when you're not in your basement studio and make my sauce. Good. That's good. I wish I had the time, but I was too busy yesterday helping the president bring in the U.S. naval ship Comfort to the harbor to save, you know.
That's true.
Lives and whatnot.
Such a good point.
But did you chop the onions? Did you chop onions? I was getting ventilators.
Oh my God.
Did you do chop?
Ouch.
Did you remember
God.
To dice the garlic?
Oh
I was getting respirators. You dice the garlic, Chris? You see why I call him the lesser? Like, this is the lesser of everything. But he's doubling down on this freaking sauce thing. All right, go ahead. Keep going here.
She called me and said, is Andrew there? I said, no, Mom. I'm all alone.
Yeah, you're alone. I'm sorry. I'm not home, Mom. This is my message, Chris. My answering machine is like this. Hi, it's Andrew. I'm not home right now. I'm saving the state of New York. That's the message, Chris. So I guess she called you after that then, huh? Was that when you were prepping the carrots for the sauce? Keep going.
And she said, where is he? And I said, he's up in Albany in the house with the big gates and the attack dog. And she said, oh, that's too bad. And I said, it's okay, Mom. I love him and I'll make sauce for him too. And she started to cry. And then I said goodbye.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
You've always been good at manipulation. You've always been good at manipulation. You've always been the meatball of the family. Oh. And look, some of us have to
go. Manipulation. Oh, a manipulating meatball, he just called his brother. Oh my goodness.
You are the lesser meatball of the family.
Oh my gosh.
The ultimate man versus the ultimate meatball.
It's like Archie Bunker and Meathead.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that is amazing stuff. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855. That's really the gems of it, right? I got the gems in there, I believe.
The gems.
I think there's a little bit more at the very end.
We can't miss this. I would be not doing my due diligence if we didn't do it. Go ahead.
That's what happened.
You've always been good at manipulation. You've always been the meatball of the family. And look, some of us have to work, right? I don't have the luxury of working 1 hour a day. God bless you.
Well,
I'm happy
first
for
of
you.
All, it's a full-time
most of us
job.
Work more than 1 hour a day. That's all.
You certainly have been working a lot. And I'll tell you what, be careful. Not just because you look like you've been burning a lot of hours, but you show up in a lot of places. And I know it gives comfort to people. But if you get sick, God forbid, there's only one of you right now. And if you get sick, it's a problem. So I know you like to run around with your ill-fitting jacket, but just remember that. You got to stay healthy. I need your big brother because I love you and you're the center of the family, but you're the center of the state right now also.
Yeah, but I have to do my job and Mama didn't raise an armchair general in me anyway. I'm not going to sit in my basement. I say to the National Guard every time before I go out there, I'll never ask you to go anywhere that I won't go. I'll never ask you to do anything that I won't do. So I need to be out there.
Stop. Did you just hear that? I won't sit in my basement. I tell the National Guard. Could he do more to humiliate his brother in this interview? Could he do more to humiliate him?
No. I don't. I mean,
it's not possible, right?
Mama Cuomo has got to get in there and just say to the big brother, look, you know.
Mama Cuomo is got to be have it right.
She's not happy with this.
Oh, man.
She can't be happy.
All right. Wow.
That's rough.
Wow.
Even though they're doing it allegedly tongue-in-cheek, it's awkward.
I don't have the luxury of working 1 hour a day. I can't be stuck in my basement. I'm talking to the National Guard, and I'm telling the National Guard. But you go up and make sure when you do your tomatoes now... Don't squeeze them too hard with your hands. I tell you this every time, right? Oh, wow. Is that we covered that? Is that good? Is that good?
That's it.
Oh, that's man. It. Unbelievable. All right. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Now, before I go to Dawn for news, I wanted to ask you, Dawn. I was texting with my friend in the West Wing. I was giving some suggestions again, as I often do, that the president should address concerns over pregnant women who don't want to go to hospitals to deliver their babies, because there's a lot of media attention over that.
Yes.
And one of the ideas, of course, would be to allow ambulatory outpatient centers to be able to do pregnancies because, you know, a lot of women just don't want to go to hospitals right now. I don't blame them. You know, my wife is wrestling with the idea of, does she go to her doctor's appointment even today? Does she go? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she should go, but she covers up.
Honey, go to the doctor. Dawn said to go.
But okay, I think for her appointments, you know, it's good to go. I would just wear a mask or a bandana or something over. I would, you know, mask up. I'd cover up.
Okay. All right, good. And then, of course, delivering gloves. In the hospital where, you know, a lot of women are concerned about having to deal with, you know, what could be sick people in the hospital, because that's where a lot of people go,
well,
right?
Well, not just sick people in the hospital, but now we're reading this study. The latest study says they found COVID-19, which is a cousin to SARS. The actual real name is like SARS-CoV-2. They found the virus in the ventilation system.
Okay.
So that's concerning, too. So maybe get like a filter and tape it up over the vent in your hospital room.
Right, so we'll tape up the vents in the hospital room. I think that'll be helpful.
I'm not kidding.
No, I know. Oh, my Lord. I know. So he said that he thinks that they addressed that yesterday in the briefing. I'm not sure if I've heard anything particular specific about that, but we should try to find out.
Well, aren't they? I think they're doing further briefing today.
I listened to most of the briefing yesterday, pulling clips, and I did not hear that. So maybe they'll do it today.
You know, the thing is, when you put out so much information, sometimes it gets lost. So I think they should make it a point to emphasize that aspect of it. Like, the president should come out and say, and I want to address women who are pregnant, you know, moms to be, what a blessing, what a gift. And here's what I want you to know, kind of a thing, you know?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
But I think they said, right, they announced they are going to give more details today and their findings with all these questions. So,
okay, so
we'll
maybe
be glued to the briefing.
Maybe I'll suggest that he literally address, because I didn't hear him. I didn't hear him specifically address pregnant women yesterday. Men, I heard him address pregnant men, of course, obviously.
Yeah, of course. I mean, he has to be woke.
I mean, President Trump is a grandfather of what, 10 grandkids, right? 10?
42 grandkids.
Stop.
42. He has a little village.
But, you know,
Trump village.
Ivanka and Jared and Lara Trump, you've had all of them on the show. I mean, I think they're probably advocating for that kind of thing, too.
You know what? I don't have time to be in my basement.
Oh, jeez.
By the way, I have another question to ask you. Do you think that when Cuomo, the governor, is mocking his brother over being in the basement, anybody else hanging out in a basement these days?
No. Well,
Yeah.
That's right.
That's a good point.
The former
vice
president.
That's a great point.
Anyone?
I never thought about that.
Anyone?
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing a podcast from there now, I believe, right?
So you think maybe the LoveGov is also taking a subtle jab at Joe Biden, too, because Joe Biden is also trapped in his basement? doing his little campaign from his basement. You think maybe also that's something that Cuomo is communicating without actually saying it?
Yes.
I mean, love him or hate him, Cuomo, love him or hate him, but, like, he's a smart guy, right? So he's obviously saying these things for a reason, right?
Yeah, and there's... It's one thing to mock your brother about being in the basement. It's another thing to drill the point home so much that you almost feel sorry for the guy. When he says, I don't have time to be in my basement, I'm with the National Guard, and I tell the National Guard, I'm sorry. What he's doing right there is he's taking a shot at Joe Biden right there. This is why
If I'm the Trump team, I'm taking what Cuomo said and I'm mixing it with Joe Biden in his basement and putting that up as a video. Get Steve Guest or, you know, one of those guys up there to do it. And
yeah, to make a little video of it?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't have time to be in my basement. Then you mix it with Joe Biden going, thanks for having me on the 2 p.m. show so people know where I am.
Literally in his basement.
Yeah, literally in the basement. It's Joe Biden from the basement, my podcast. Anyway, that's a sin. All right, Dawn, good morning. How are we looking today?
And good morning. We have 47 degrees. The Oli Show News sponsored by BQ Basement Systems. We do have sad news from the Pentagon Department of Defense with COVID-19 claiming the life of our first American service member. So he's Army Captain Douglas Hickok, an Army National Guardsman from New Jersey and a physician's assistant as well. So he's originally from Jackson. He was actually living in Pennsylvania and died in a Pennsylvania hospital. So obviously our thoughts and prayers with his wife, Marianne, the children, and all of the military and the first responders protecting us. It's just sad news to hear of this first death. So Ford and GE teaming up now to make 50,000 ventilators over the next 100 days to help fight the COVID-19 pandemic. The FDA cleared it, and moving forward, the Michigan facility will make about 30,000 ventilators a month. on a need basis. And by the way, this Model AE ventilator that everybody's talking about, this one does not require electricity to function. So it's suitable for the needs of COVID-19 and can go in those makeshift sort of tents or that sort of thing that we're seeing set up in the Liacor Center in Philadelphia or Central Park and that sort of thing. Workers at Amazon, Instacart, and Whole Foods, those workers reportedly striking across the country today, demanding the companies do more to protect them from COVID-19, hazard pay, health benefits, that sort of thing. And I just quickly want to announce that the annual Devon Horse Show and Country Fair has been canceled this year because of the pandemic. So the Horse Show and Country Fair is the oldest of its kind in the nation, called off only once before during World War II. The NBC 10 First Alert forecast today, 48 degrees, not a pretty day, cloudy, rainy. But tomorrow, things get better, 55 degrees, partly sunny tomorrow. And then Thursday through Sunday, we go for a nice, partly sunny stretch with upper 50s, kissing 60. So it'll be nice after today. BQ Basement System sponsors this Zioli Show news. Now more than ever is the time to make sure your home is healthy and free of mold and moisture. And you can make your basement or crawl space a healthy environment for zero money down, same as cash, financing for 12 months. Call BQ Basement Systems today. I'm Dawn, Zioli Show News, live, radio.com app.
Thank you, Dawn. Yes. That's amazing about the horse show, huh? How about that?
Yeah. Historic. Well, everything's getting canceled, you know? But that one's in usually in May.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everything is getting canceled. There's nothing for us to do. There's no fun to be had anywhere. It's all, we're all homebound now, you know,
family fun.
Like I said, there's no fun for us to do. you know, this is the day and age of PSAs from celebrities.
Yes.
And also non-celebrities. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy has deployed Mike the Situation.
Oh, no.
From Jersey Shore.
Is he still a thing?
Apparently so. I thought he was in prison, but I guess he's out now.
Yeah, fresh out of jail.
Fresh out of jail.
That's right.
Like, a better model.
I thought you were going to talk about Matthew McConaughey's.
Well, he did Texas, right? Well, first of all, let's begin with the governor, right? So Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, wants to warn everybody. And his favorite word is knucklehead, by the way. This is his favorite word. He uses it all the time. And if you don't do exactly what he says, you're a knucklehead. So he came out yesterday with a big lecture to all you knuckleheads. Cut 12.
I implore each of us. We're not an average state. We're not an average 9 million people. This is Jersey. How many times
Jersey.
In the past have we done
stop
this?
It. Stop. Stop. Start it again.
I left that in there just for you. I left that in there just for you.
Go ahead.
I implore each of us. We're not an average state. We're not an average 9 million people. This is Jersey. How many
Jersey.
Times in the past have we done what
Dawn?
Folks said was impossible?
Stop. Dawn. Dawn.
What?
Come on.
It's a sin. I am the news. I cannot say New Jersey like a normal person because of Zioli. I'm like, New Jersey. You know, like we all just say it differently.
And even when he doesn't put the new part in, he still says, Jersey. We are Jersey. Jersey, New Jersey. Come on, New Jersey. We're Jersey. Gosh. New Jersey. All right, keep going.
We're not an average 9 million people. This is Jersey. How many times in the past have we done what folks said was impossible? We have lived our lives punching above our weight. We've lived our lives defying the odds. No state has more attitude or character. No state has been smarter over the years in figuring out what seemed to be the impossible and yet getting there and achieving nonetheless. If each one of the 9 million of us does our part, including the little things, no more knucklehead parties or gatherings, Pat, please. Not that I know you're not sponsoring them. No more aberrant behavior. We have got to stay home. We have got to stay away from each other. We've got to set a bar in terms of our social distancing that no other state has ever set before. And by the way, who's to say we can't? Remember, we are New Jersey. We can do this.
Twice in a 1 minute clip.
Jersey, New Jersey. We are Jersey, New Jersey.
But I think
stay away from each other, New Jersey.
But what he said is good. I mean, that was good, right? It's working hard.
We are New Jersey, and we can't stand each other anyway, Jersey. So stay the hell away from each other, Jersey.
Remember, we are New Jersey.
You got to get that. We need that.
Remember, we are New Jersey.
I'm sorry, but... Oh, man. Okay. So he deployed Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore to be the deliverer of the PSA here.
Who's originally a guy from, like, Brooklyn or something,
Staten
right?
Staten Island, I believe, okay, yes. I believe all of them were from Staten Island, okay. Which is what Governor Chris Christie's big gripe with that show was.
It was
that a bunch of Staten Islanders were coming to the Jersey Shore to be like, yo, what's up, Jersey of Staten Island, yo? And then I think that was really what made Christie so mad at Snooki, et cetera. Cut 11.
This message is for the people, by the people. We got a situation. What's up, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is in the building, a.k.a.
Big Daddy Sitch.
And I have a special message for New Jersey.
Hang on. Big Daddy Sitch.
Yeah. It's his new name.
All right. Governor Murphy's asked me, Big Daddy Sitch, to come out and talk to you. All right. Keep going.
This message is for the people, by the people. We got a situation. What's up, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is in the building, a.k.a. The Situation, and I have a special message for New Jersey, okay? New Jersey is tough. We love to party, and we love even harder, but the time for parties is over. Some of us are not taking this situation seriously. In fact, some of us are prolonging this pandemic by not following simple guidelines, okay, guys? Be smart and do your part to flatten the curve. Stay home, be positive, and practice social distancing. The comeback is always greater than the setback. We got this, New Jersey.
We got this, yo. We got this, yo. All right, New Jersey. You got it, New Jersey? Good, New Jersey. Very, very good, New Jersey. Okay, 855-839-1210. Yes, Dawn.
No, here's the thing. On a serious note,
yes.
I'm just saying.
Here we go.
New Jersey is the bridge.
Yes.
New Jersey is literally the bridge, like the bottleneck.
Of serious,
okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
If New Jersey does its job, we're not, you know, Pennsylvania, the rest of us over here, we're not going to get it. So it what they're saying is good. I'm just saying.
I agree with you.
New Jersey.
Let me ask you this point, Ben.
What?
Considering what you just said, is the Sitch the guy you want out there convincing everybody, considering how crucial this is?
There are a lot of... Why don't they have Springsteen? Is he in Bon Jovi?
I'm too busy on the farm. I'm working the...
But Bon Jovi's like the neighbor, right? He's helping out.
He's got his honeybees. They got the coronavirus now. I think things are a mess. You know what I mean?
What's up, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is in the building.
Yo, Big Daddy Sitch, yo!
And what building is he in?
He's in Chris Cuomo's basement.
Stop.
Go figure. Amazing, right? 855-839-1210. Now, the CDC is advising us now to wear face coverings. Should we all be wearing masks? That question is under review by the United States government. It sparked a grassroots pro-mask movement. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the days to come. But there's been a new study that came out that says that wearing masks is a very, very important step, and it looks like it absolutely does help reduce the transmission of the virus, face masks in public. And even if you make homemade masks, it's still a huge, huge step you can take to keep yourself and your family safe. But before I get to that, I want to wrap the kind of tie the bow on this whole China stuff. You know, in the midst of all this, we're dealing with this whole idea of where this virus started in China. And when we get back from break, I'm going to play you a couple clips from 60 Minutes Australia, mate. It was Australia where they did this, not the United States of America. All right. I thought it was the United States of America, but it's not. But all of this now, by the way, some of the craziest ideas we're hearing, one of the crazy ideas was GPS tracking, where to keep us safe from the coronavirus, if the Sitch doesn't get the job done, some people would put GPS trackers on us, okay? The president yesterday was asked about that question, whether or not we should be wearing GPS trackers. Cut 14.
The roadmap also talks about doing GPS for social distancing, maybe following people's phones, and hotels for isolation for people, giving them free hotel rooms. Are those ideas that you're looking at?
Well, the GPS, that's a very severe idea. I've been hearing about it, GPS. So what happens? A siren goes off if you get too close to somebody. That's pretty severe. But he's somebody who was with me for a long time. He worked. They did a great job at FDA. So we're taking a look. I just received it a little while ago. He sent it over. So very good.
Yeah. A little bit severe. A little bit. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm glad about that, by the way. We really don't need that. He also was asked about for 30 days until June because Governor Shoe Polish Face in Virginia has said he's going to extend his stay-at-home order until June, which I think is crazy. But the president didn't seem to mind it, actually, which surprised me a little bit. Cut 7.
The DMV has issued stay-at-home orders, but Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia took it pretty far. He issued a 70-day stay-at-home order. Is that constitutional, first off? And secondly, do you think it's warranted to go ahead and issue a 70-day guidance at this point?
Well, we're letting the governors do in their states pretty much what they want with our supervision, and they consult with us in all cases. Some go further than others, as you know. I mean, I could give you plenty of examples, but I'm not going to do that because we never want to be controversial. But some of the governors have taken it a step further, and people are questioning that. But look, staying at home with respect to what we're talking about doesn't bother me at all. People should be staying at home. That's what we want.
So there, I was actually a little surprised by that, but you know, the president is really truly believes that is what we have to do here. Then the president was asked about the next 30 days, what we have to do here over the next 30 days. Cut 7B.
We have no other choice. Every one of us has a role to play in winning this war. Every citizen, family, and business can make the difference in stopping the virus. This is our shared patriotic duty. Challenging times are ahead for the next 30 days. And this is a very vital 30 days. We're sort of putting it all on the line. This 30 days, so important because we have to get back. But the more we dedicate ourselves today, the more quickly we will emerge on the other side of the crisis. And that's the time we're waiting for. The more we commit ourselves now, the sooner we can win the fight and return to our lives, and they will be great lives, maybe better than ever.
855-839-1210. How are you feeling about things? I'll give you the perspective of the economy, where things are looking right as we get back from our hour of nonstop talk, and I would love to hear from you. 855-839-1210.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.